I know Tori and Alshon are going to know what they got. So, you know, we're just going to go in, compete, work together. But I still got a responsibility to help out the young guys and get them up to speed, too.
Well, let me ask you real quick about Carson. What kind of jump do you expect him to make? And what does this organization expect from him to make?
I think he can make a big jump. Like I said, there's so many people that are putting crazy expectations on Carson. And you know I'm one of the biggest believers in him. But I don't want to put all those sound bites out there. Just let the man work. You know, he comes in every single day with a great attitude, not just on the field, but in the film room, even in the weight room, which a lot of quarterbacks don't commit to. So he's doing everything possible to go out here and help us win. So I know everybody wants that sound bite. Everybody wants that quote. I'm just going to try to do my best to help my guy win, and I know everybody here is on board with that.
Is that what's going to help him from a leadership perspective? Because you're saying he's doing it in the weight room, he's doing it in the practice field. Is that helping him assume the role of leader in his locker room?
I think he's already got that role, to be honest. His demeanor that he comes out there with every single day has definitely helped it. You know, the coaches trust him. All of us do. We love the dude to death. So I think as far as that position of leadership, he's already got that sewn up. Now, it's going to be just on him to go out here and do what he's been doing. I think I don't see that him letting up on that anytime soon.
What was your reaction to everything that you did in the offseason at the wide receiver position?
I actually like some of the moves we made. I mean, Alshon and Tori have come in. They've been great fits. I've watched these dudes for a while now. You know, and when I heard that we were going to get both of them, they both bring a different element to the team. But then at the same time, I think they both have attributes that people look over. People try and box Alshon as a jump ball guy, but he's definitely quick in out of his routes. He's going to help us in the short passing game, just like the long. And then people always try and box Tori in as just a deep threat. But I've seen Tori get in and out of routes too. So there are going to be guys that don't just help us like on third down and red zone. They're going to be first down, second down threats to help us. And I'm just excited to continue to work with them.
You've been asked a lot about bringing those new veterans in and getting them used to the system and the new rookies and bringing those guys along. How about you? Like, what do you focus on for yourself in trying to improve your game for this year?
I'm always trying to find ways to improve. Just been watching guys. This offseason, I watched a lot of Larry. Watching Larry Fitzgerald and some Jordy Nelson. So those two guys that I've kind of focused on this offseason, just watching how they work inside and outside and how they go out there and compete every single game day. So that's my biggest thing, is continuing to watch the game more. And then when I'm out there, just continue to try and apply what I'm learning in the film room to the field.